Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As believers, we know that our thoughts and beliefs have the power to shape the trajectory of our lives. In Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, we are reminded that, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This verse serves as a powerful reminder of the incredible power of our thoughts and beliefs, and highlights the importance of cultivating a positive and faith-filled mindset. In today's devotional, we will explore the biblical principles behind the power of the mindset, and discover practical ways to cultivate a positive mindset that aligns with God's purposes for our lives. May you be encouraged and inspired as you dive into this message. Today's topic is the power of the mind, and our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7.
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you."
As human beings, our minds are incredibly powerful. Our thoughts have the ability to shape our perception of the world around us, influence our emotions, and ultimately determine the trajectory of our lives. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 that, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This verse speaks to the incredible power of the human mindset, and serves as a reminder that our thoughts have the ability to shape our lives in profound ways. Our thoughts shape our actions, and our actions shape our lives. Therefore, it is essential to cultivate a positive mindset that aligns with God's truth. God designed us to have a sound mind, free from fear and anxiety. He wants us to think positively and focus on the good things in life. But the world we live in is filled with negativity, and it's easy to fall into a negative mindset. The good news is that we have the power to choose our thoughts and mindset. We can renew our minds and transform our lives by focusing on God's truth and applying it to our lives. One of the most powerful ways to cultivate a positive mindset is through the practice of gratitude. When we focus on the blessings in our lives and express gratitude for them, we are able to shift our focus away from negativity and towards positivity and hope. The Bible teaches us to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. When we adopt an attitude of gratitude, we are able to experience the peace and joy that comes from knowing that God is in control and that He has good plans for our lives. I don't know what you are passing through today, but irrespective of your situation, give thanks believing God for the best. Another key aspect of cultivating a positive mindset is through the practice of renewing our minds. In Romans chapter 12 verse 2, we are encouraged to not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. This verse speaks to the importance of renewing our minds through the Word of God, so that we can align our thoughts with His will and experience the fullness of life that comes from living in alignment with His purposes. Renewing our minds involves intentionally seeking out God's truth and wisdom through reading and studying the Bible, prayer, and other spiritual disciplines. It also involves being intentional about the thoughts we allow into our minds, and actively rejecting negative and harmful thoughts. Another powerful way to cultivate a positive mindset is through the practice of visualization. In the Bible, we see examples of individuals who used visualization to overcome challenges and achieve great things. In Genesis chapter 15, God promised Abraham that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Despite being an old man with no children, Abraham chose to believe in God's promise and began to visualize himself as the father of many nations. This mindset of faith and visualization ultimately led to the fulfillment of God's promise in Abraham's life. As Christians, we can also use visualization to help us achieve our God-given goals and dreams. By visualizing ourselves as the person God has called us to be, we can align our thoughts and actions with His will and experience the fullness of life that comes from living in alignment with His purposes. We must also refrain from negative words. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, we are reminded that the tongue has the power of life and death. This verse speaks to the incredible power of our words, and serves as a reminder that our words are the product of our thought and the words we speak have the ability to shape the world around us. What kind of word do you speak today? Is it the one that shuts down the spirit or the one that inspires? Your words are important as they are recycled back into the thought process. The Bible also encourages us to focus on God's truth. We need to fill our minds with the Word of God and meditate on it day and night. Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." God's Word is a source of truth, comfort, and wisdom. When we fill our minds with his Word, we are less likely to be swayed by the negative messages of the world. We are more likely to have a positive outlook and trust in God's plan for our lives. Furthermore, we must guard our thoughts. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Our thoughts are the gateway to our hearts, and we need to be careful about what we allow to enter our minds. We need to be intentional about the messages we expose ourselves to and the people we surround ourselves with. Negative thoughts can be toxic, and they can quickly spiral out of control. We need to learn to recognize negative thought patterns and replace them with positive ones. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." As from today, begin to think about worthy things and not worthless and destructive ones. And finally, trust in God's plan. Cultivating a positive mindset is about trusting in God's plan for our lives. We need to trust that He is in control, even when things don't make sense. We need to have faith that He is working all things together for our good, as Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." When we trust in God's plan, we can face life's challenges with confidence and hope. We can have a positive outlook, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. In conclusion, the Bible teaches us that our thoughts have incredible power, and that the mindset we cultivate has the ability to shape the trajectory of our lives. As Christians, it is essential that we cultivate a positive and faith-filled mindset, and actively reject negative and harmful thoughts. By focusing on God's promises, practicing gratitude, renewing our minds, and visualizing ourselves as the person God has called us to be, we can overcome the challenges and obstacles we may face and experience the fullness of life that comes from living in alignment with His purposes. May we all choose to cultivate a positive mindset and use our words and thoughts to build up and encourage those around us. As we cultivate a positive mindset, we will experience greater peace, joy, and fulfillment in life. We will be better equipped to handle the challenges that come our way and to fulfill God's purposes for our lives. Let us remember the words of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." May we cultivate a positive mindset that honors God and brings glory to His name. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with grateful hearts for the message of the power of the mindset. We thank You for Your word, which reminds us that our thoughts have a powerful impact on our lives. We pray that You would help us to cultivate a positive mindset that aligns with Your truth. Lord, we ask for Your help in guarding our thoughts and focusing on Your word. We know that negative thoughts can quickly spiral out of control, but with Your help, we can replace them with positive ones. We ask that You would help us to choose gratitude in all circumstances and to practice self-care so that we can be the best version of ourselves. Above all, Lord, we ask that You would help us to trust in Your plan for our lives. We know that You are in control, even when things don't make sense, and we trust that You are working all things together for our good. We ask that You would give us the faith and courage to face life's challenges with confidence and hope. We pray that You would bless each one of us as we seek to cultivate a positive mindset that honors You. May we bring glory to Your name in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 30 and chapter 31. And for the evening, Mark chapter 9 verse 30 to 50. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.